This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Wednesday, January 9th, and I'm browsing in the South Hall of the Convention Center. There are three halls, the North, the Central, and the South, where mostly smaller and often more interesting devices are on display, like shrink wrap for cabling and connectors, or small wastebasket-sized washing machines.
And super comfy chairs.
That's Shelley Palmer, who I stumbled across recording his own podcast video at a digital wireless TV booth. Shelley is managing director of Advanced Media Ventures Group, where his purpose is to stay ahead of trends. He's also president of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, New York, and an inventor of television technologies, so it's fortunate to run into him at the Consumer Electronics Show.
What do you think the buzz of CES is, or is there one this year?
Well, a couple things. First of all, wireless HD is probably the most important technology we're going to see here, and it looks unremarkable because you see a set on the wall and some boxes that are remotely located from it, and you go, so what? Most people who have their HD TVs installed already have the wires hidden. These don't have any wires. That's pretty impressive because it's going to reduce the barrier to entry for putting really nice sets into places that you really just don't want to drill holes and run wires. So that's one thing. I think there's a big buzz around connected or interconnected television sets. The internet has pretty much infiltrated every single set manufacturer. They're all excited about their over-the-top offerings. Unfortunately, every single one is a separate ecosystem, so somebody's going to have to win and someone's going to have to lose, but everybody's thinking the same thing, and I think that's hugely positive. There's a couple other interesting things happening here at CES. One that sort of sticks out is the idea that handsets are going to now take the place of a lot of different things. Moto has a thing called the Z10 that they're showing. It's literally a video production studio in a phone, and after you shoot your video and edit it in the phone, which is incredibly easy to do with a storyboard and a timeline, you press one button and it goes to your YouTube or VO or Vimeo account instantly. So, I mean, that kind of stuff, that ease of use, I think the overwhelming trend here is that they're trying to make consumer electronics easier.
Is that going to empower applications like Facebook in revolutionary ways, or are we looking at an evolution in terms of getting media quickly onto the internet?
I think all of this is somewhat evolutionary, but if you want to see the future, and I'm not a shill for Sony, if you went to the Sony booth, you'd see three tent poles they have there that pretty much explain what's about to happen. They've got, obviously, wireless HD, which we discussed. They have a transfer technology called TransferJet, where they embed a chip. It's ultra-wideband, and there's absolutely no cables. You'd put your iPod or your personal media device or your still camera on a tabletop, and it would just immediately transfer at a very high rate of speed, ultra-wideband speeds. So that also reduces another consumer barrier to entry. And then the third thing Sony's showing you is their over-the-top internet television, which is their Bravia internet-connected TV, and they've got their own crossbar, their own navigation. And so between those three technologies, you know, that's, I think, the future of the TV business from an evolution standpoint. It's not there yet. And then the overwhelming consumer television proposition here is thin. I'm feeling extremely overweight. All the sets are thin. You've got an inch-thick set and a half-an-inch-thick set. And truly, the OLED, the organic LED screens at Sony, the remote controls are actually thicker than the TV sets.
How important is wireless in this whole thing? I mean, obviously, it's nice to be untethered. But it seems like there's a deeper impact on the content that's even being made right now.
You know, Jason, it's hard to predict the future. If the future goes a certain way and we have high volume broadband clouds that we live in, where you really can get a lot of bits and bytes moved backwards and forwards. I'm not talking about DSL speeds like 1.5 megabits down and 768 up, which we're used to seeing from a connected DSL computer in a normal household. You're talking about maybe 6 megabits symmetrical, the way WiMAX to the max, or another technology over and above that. That really does change the way we do life. So if the really, really broadband, to use a funny term, the broadest possible broadband clouds, yeah, they'll be life-changing because they'll change the sociology of the way we do life. Also ran or similar to the kind of connected speed broadband clouds, yeah, they'll be nice and certain things will be enabled and empowered, and they will evolutionarily change the way we do stuff. Look at it this way. There was a day in your life where you came home and you flipped your computer on and then you decided never to turn it off again. And that had a lot to do with the broadband connection, because now it was a tool. It wasn't something you wanted to boot up and wait, you know, 5 minutes for the thing to come together. You wanted it on all the time because the connection was up and it was fast and you could really use it. It was kind of a life-changing day, and everybody had that experience sometime in the past that's, you know, that has a computer in the house and has a broadband connection. So what will it be like in a connected world where the broadband clouds enable you or empower you to wear certain technology or to carry it with you always and be constantly connected? I don't think we can predict just how that's going to feel, but I think one could intuit that it's going to be extremely, extremely interesting.
Well, Shelley, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Jason, it's always good to see you.